弟兄姊妹好
，Brothers and sisters，
我们再来读几处圣经。
Let's start with some Bible verses。
哥林多后书11:2-3。
Second Corinthians chapter two, chapter 11:2-3。
看到没有？放到了，我们一起来读。
For I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. For I betrothed you to one husband, so that to Christ I may present you as a pure virgin. But I am afraid that, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ.
14-15.
14-15. No wonder, for even Satan disguised himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it is not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end will be according to their deeds.
29.
Verse 29. Who is weak without my being weak? Who is led into sin without my intense concern?
12:2-4.
Chapter 12:2-4. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or out of the body I do not know, God knows, such a man was caught up to the third heaven. And I know how such a man, whether the body of our father that I do not know, God knows, caught up in paradise and heard inexpressible words which a man is not permitted to speak.
7-9.
Because of the surpassing greatness of the revelation, for these reasons to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I implore the Lord 3 times that I might leave me. And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.
13:3-4.
Chapter 13:3-4. Since you are seeking for proof of Christ who speaks in me, and who is not weak toward you, but mighty in you. For indeed he was crucified because of weakness, yet he lives because of the power of God. For we also are weak in him, yet we will live with him because of the power of God directed toward you.
13:3-4。三到四节已经对了。啊，对不起，这个错。
Not weak toward you, but mighty in you. For indeed he was crucified because of weakness. Yet he lives because of the power of God. That we in him, yet we will.
Eleven.
Finally, brethren, rejoice. Be made complete, be comforted, be a like mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.
14.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
哥林多后书在新约圣经是个非常宝贵的书。
Second Corinthians is a precious book in the New Testament.
因为在这本书里面，保罗讲到他的经历。
Because it is in this book that Paul talks about his own experience.
保罗的经历。
His own experience is precious to all Christians.
保罗两次说,
Paul talked about it a few times, how he was saved.
要给所有的永生的基督徒做榜样,
that his testimony of him being saved should be an example for all Christians.
保罗也不止一次说, 你们要效法我,
and more than once, Paul says that, be like me.
如同我效法基督,
just like how I am like Christ.
保罗真是个伟大的人物,
and Paul indeed was a great man.
2000多年教会的历史,
2000 some years of the history of the church,
保罗一直是我们的榜样,
Paul has been our example.
所以兴起多多少少的基督徒,
and how he has raised up generations of
Christians
to be like him.
效法保罗, 如同保罗, 效法主,
to be like Paul, like how Paul was like Christ. So today is our last time talking about the book of 2 Corinthians. And I hope that you treasure our message. Just like how I treasure this book.
读哥林多后书,
I love reading 2 Corinthians.
读保罗的经历,
to read Paul's experience.
保罗在11章开始,
at the beginning of chapter 11,
我把你们许配给基督,
Paul says that now I have betrothed you to one husband, so that to Christ I may present you as a pure virgin.
我们要知道圣经是本预书,
we know that the Bible is a book of covenant.
什么叫做约书呢?
What is a book of covenant?
人中间遇见重大的事,
when there is important matter among men,
大家先要立个约,
then we will sign a contract.
有了约,
if there is a contract,
我们都要照着约中的话来行,
then we follow what's written in the contract.
连国家和国家中间最大的事,
even between countries,
你先要立个约,
they will still first have an agreement, then they will follow the agreement. You're not supposed to disobey what you sign. Follow what you sign.
照着约中的话来做事,
to follow what's written in the contract. So even important things among men, we have contracts.
圣经是最大的约,
this Bible is a contract.
圣经,
this Bible is the contract that God has signed with men.
所以我们要读圣经要知道这是约书啊。
So when you read the Bible, know that this is the book of covenant.
什么叫做约书?
What is the book of covenant?
所有在圣经里面神所应许的,
meaning that everything in the Bible is promised by God. The promise will come true.
神说将来要出现的事,
when the Lord says that he will come again,
必定会出现,
it will happen.
对我们多重要啊?
Isn't it important?
圣经最后出现是新耶路撒冷,
in the Bible, the last thing that took place is the New Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷是到教会到了最后荣耀的出现,
New Jerusalem is the symbol of how the church at the end time,
教会是主的心腹,
the church will come the bride of Christ.
教会是羔羊的妻,
the church will become the bride of the Lamb.
当教会最后主来的时候,
at the end times, when the Lord comes,
在荣耀里出现的时候,
when the Lord comes back in glory,
那何等的荣耀啊,
such glory.
神所创造的万有,
God said, God has created it all.
都要看见教会有多伟大,
in all things to see the greatness of the church.
到那个时候教会和主一同进入荣耀了,
and at that time it is the church and Christ in glory.
除非神是一位会被打败的神,
now if God was someone who could be defeated,
那神的话都不出现了,
then maybe his words won't come
true. 我们知道神是无所不能的神,
but we know that our God is mighty.
这是神和人,
and this in fact is the contract he has signed
with us,
meaning that all his promises will come true.
我自己非常相信主来的日子很近了,
now I in fact believe that his time is close,
圣经的预言都应验了,
because I've seen all his prophecies come true,
剩下不了的一点点了,
maybe just a little bit that is left.
这一点点应验都在欧洲应验的,
I tell you that these rest of the things will come true in Europe.
当我们知道这些事的时候,
now when us in America find out about these things,
主就要回来了,
the Lord may have already come.
我把主来快要来了,
so I'm not saying it just to shock you.
这神的话说的,
it is according to his
words.
And I hope I can see him coming back in my
lifetime.
Now you, the younger ones, will surely see him
coming back.
So for today,
好好追求主,
pursue the Lord.
好好侍奉主,
serve the Lord.
要来聚会啊,
and come meet in our meeting. When we have communion,
两分钟不赞美,
if it takes 2 minutes without someone praising Lord, I feel my blood has stopped.
神的儿女,这是个本事啊,
as children of God, such great grace we have received, how can we not
都要赞美主啊,
how can we not thank you?
不比一次少一次了,
every time when we have break bread, we
again.
The Lord is coming
soon.
When he comes back, then there's no more communion.
今天是我们侍奉的日子,
today is the time to serve.
神是无所不能的神,
our God can do it all.
教会最后的荣耀, and
at the end of the time, he will come back in glory.
我们要好好追求啊,
so pursue him.
粮给我们的日子正是不多了,
the time that is measured for you are limited.
教会是基督的亲父,
the church is going to be the bride of
Christ. And
today the Holy Spirit is doing great work among us.
2000多年在你教会过来了,
in fact, in the past 2,000 some years, the Holy Spirit has led his church.
教会真是荣耀,
in fact, that's how the church is in glory.
多少的得胜者,
how many overcomers,
多少爱主的人,
how many people that love the Lord,
多少人蒙恩起来侍奉主,
how many people that are being raised and serve the Lord.
And
in fact, the history of the church is one of the greatest history among mankind.
我们要知道一件事,
so one thing we all should know,
撒旦的工作也不停止,
is that Satan's work also continues. In fact, Satan's work is continuously to stop God's work.
我常常说撒旦给我们有两个不同的里面,
Satan has two faces.
一个脸面我称他说黑脸,
one is his dark face.
一个脸面我叫他白脸,
one is his white face.
什么叫黑脸白脸啊?
What is the difference between the two faces?
黑脸,上面显出他最可怕的情形。
Dark face means that when he is showing his horror toward you.
什么叫白脸?
What is his white face?
这就今天我们主的圣经,
that's what we're going to talk about today.
保罗说撒旦有的时候也装作光明的天使,
Paul says that sometimes Satan disguises himself as light.
所以他的猜疑,便好像是个仁义的猜疑,
just like that he will tell you things that things that feels like it's right.
也不足奇怪,
and you wouldn't think that it's wrong.
让圣经当主复活之后,
and after our Lord has resurrected, when the Roman Empire was on earth, Satan used his dark face, using horror to persecute Christians.
And
Roman Empire was great back then. 70 years after Christ died, after the birth of Christ, Roman Empire had Europe, Africa, and the rest of the continent.
在这么广大的范围里面,
in their empire,
逼迫基督徒太可怕了,
they persecute Christians non-stop.
罗马帝国用的刑罚,
and the punishment the Roman Empire used. And in fact, I think that's Satan's work.
今天地上国家在逼迫基督徒的,
today, even the countries that are still persecuting Christians, they're still persecuting Christians the same way. Before, how Satan could never overcome the church. Today, he still couldn't. It's been 2,000 years that the church has been persecuted. Roman Empire has gone through 10 different kings.
It
took place about 100 years.
Ago,
great persecution of the church. And that's when Satan using his dark face to persecute the church. Just in the Roman city,
there
has been more than 1 million Christians killed. And there was a common thing in the Roman Empire.
倒下去一个,
he said that if one falls,
站起来两个,
and two rise up,
教会越基督徒越杀越多人,
the more Christians they kill,
福音的力量真是惊人的,
the greater the gospel.
但是到了一个一百年过了,
and after a century,
罗马起了一个新的皇帝,
a new king came,
很有名,
famous king,
Constantine,
a king Constantine.
He became the king.
And then his mindset toward the church has completely
changed.
Not only he stopped persecuting the church, but in fact he proclaimed the Christianity, the religion of Roman Empire. Whoever wants to be baptized, the government gives them a robe. Give them 10 silver. So after 100 years, they couldn't destroy the church. And King Constantine joined the church. All the ones that did not believe in Christ now are Christians. And then the church was destroyed. And then now time for Satan to use his other face.
黑脸又可怕多了,
the worst face.
黑脸又逼迫的手段,
the dark face, he used methods of persecution.
白脸又腐化的手段,
but the other side, he disguised and deceived.
撒旦在教会历史里面换来换去就是这两个里面,
so Satan always transformed between the two.
今天撒旦在中国大陆用的是黑脸,
so today in China, Satan is using his dark face.
在美国用的是白脸,
in the US, he is using his white face.
白脸的仇敌比黑脸还可怕,
but I tell you that it is the white face that is more scary.
我认识这些弟兄啊,
I know a few brothers.
在中国站得很好,
in China, they stood firm.
在政治的逼迫之下,
under political persecution,
他们很刚强,
they stood strong.
为主做见证,
they were testimony of Christ.
他们到了美国来了,
but when they came to the state,
美国完全不逼迫基督徒,
there's no persecution, you can see.
他们反而软弱了,
but that's when they got weak.
远远不像在中国那么刚强了,
not as strong as they were.
他们抗得住黑脸,
so they have the power to stand in front of the dark face,
抗不住白脸,
not so much the other side.
美国的腐化政策,
because the corruptions in this country has made people weak.
今天我们就住在美国的人,
so today we live in the United States.
我们真是要警醒啊,
be alert.
要为主站住啊,
stand firm for your Lord.
撒旦正用第二脸来摧毁教会啊,
because Satan is using his other side to destroy you. I tell you that it is as hard to stand firm in the US and in China,
撒旦两个里面,
because Satan has two ways,
黑脸白脸的一直交换的,
dark and white.
今天全世界, 黑脸多得多了,
in this whole world, there is places that
should
use dark face, except the northern US. Western Europe. The Western Europe.
东欧,
even the Eastern and Southern are being persecuted.
其他地方不要说了,
the rest of the world persecution. And in the places of persecution, the church stand firm.
腐化的政策之下,
but to the rest of the other countries, the church are weaker.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, be alert.
主快来了,
the Lord is close.
我们住在美国,
we're in the United States. We're not physically persecuted. But I tell you that your warfare is worse.
到了12章,
now we're in chapter 12.
保罗讲了一个最大的经历,
Paul talked about his greatest experience.
他被提到三层天,
when he was taken into the third heaven.
被提到乐园,
when he was caught up to the paradise.
没有第二个人有过这样的经历,
there's no other man who has so let us understand what is the third heaven and what is the paradise.
三层天,
the third heaven.
圣经讲到天就分作三种,
the Bible describes our heaven into three layers.
第一种是空气天,
first is our atmosphere.
我们抬头望见的天就空气天。
You look up and you see the sky.
我们坐飞机飞来飞去的地方也都是空气天。
You get on a plane, you fly in the sky.
第二重天,
the second heaven.
我们称它圣经称它宇宙天。
This is our space.
经典科学家所研究的太空,
our atmospheric space.
他们讲的太空, 就是圣经讲的宇宙天。
A cosmic state. Yes, the second heaven.
是外科学家不懂三层天。
But then the scientists, they don't know the third heaven.
宇宙天太大了。
The third heaven.
我每个月读几本杂志。
Every month, I read a few magazines.
有本杂志啊, 专门讲天文的。
One of the magazines talk about cosmic.
美国的科学家, 日本的科学家,
American scientists, Japanese scientists.
他们讲天文的。
They talk about astronomy.
这个宇宙是大的无限的。
And this galaxy is so big.
有一次有一个美国的科学家说，太空没有别的。
And then one of the United States scientists said that the galaxy is without.
美国科学家用最好的工具。
Even our scientists who has the best instrument, still they cannot measure the end of space.
所以他们说宇宙天没有空气天没。 太空没有变的。
Say that the cosmic galaxy is without limit.
星球太多了。
There are so many planets.
就好像多得像海边沙滩上的沙一样的。
Just like there are how many strings of sand in our beach.
我们活在地球上。
That when we live on Earth,
地球对我们很大。
Earth to us is this great planet.
我是跑的地方好多的人。
And then everywhere you go, there's so many men.
到过欧洲，到过美洲，到过亚洲。
You go to Europe, you go to America, you go to Asia.
但是地球还是太大太大了。
And we think that the Earth is great.
在神所创造的星球当中。
But in all the different planets God has created.
地球不过是沙滩上的一粒沙呀。
Earth in our galaxy is like a string of sand.
我们的神太大了。
Our God is so great.
创造万有啊。
The one who created it all.
今天太空的 科学家只不过知道一点点了。
Today, any of our astronomers, they only know so little.
人们了不起上的月球了。
Man has land on moon.
现在人在研究上火星。
And man wants to now go to Mars.
火星就是圣经里讲的晨星。
Mars is the planet of dust.
晨星 morning star.
Morning star.
晨星的最明亮的一颗星。
The morning star, which is the brightest star.
就算到了火星。
Even if you can go to Mars, you're still just at the end.
太阳线离开远了,
still far away from the sun.
像三层天，美国根本不懂三层天。
And all the scientists, they don't know the third heaven.
他们说太空没有边。
Even they say that our space is without boundary.
再大还是有边。
But I tell you, there's gotta be one.
因为宇宙天外面。 还有三层天,
because out of the cosmic space, there is the third heaven.
三层天神的居所,
the third heaven is where God lives.
也不许可人去碰的,
a place where man cannot go.
主耶稣从三层天而来的,
so Christ came from this third heaven.
一下就跨过了整个宇宙天了,
all of a sudden, he crossed over all the boundaries.
来到小小的地球,
and he came on earth.
33年半,
spent 33 and a half years.
地球变成个重要的地方了,
on earth. So now earth becomes an important place.
不是神创造中间特别重要,
not because how it was created.
因为主来到地上啊,
but because Christ was here.
人类变得很重要了,
it now mankind became important.
人类是很渺小的受造,
mankind started off with nothing.
人所以重要,
now we're important.
因为神的儿子道成肉身了,
because the Son of God came as flesh.
他来成为人啊,
he came and became a man.
他从三层天而来,
he came from the third heaven.
最后主升天了,
and at the end, when Christ was exalted,
神的儿女永远不会明白升天多伟大。
Children of God, we will never physically understand what it is. As the body of a man,
造一个人的身份,
as the position of a man,
一下跨过整个宇宙天了,
with the identity of a man, now cross over all this heaven,
主登上三层天了,
back to third heaven again.
所以保罗在这里讲了大话,
so Paul told us about his experience,
他就跳过三层天,
that he was caught up into the third heaven.
他也被提到乐园,
he was also caught up into paradise.
什么叫做乐园呢?
What is a paradise?
这是主耶稣亲口讲的话,
this is what Christ said.
乐园当主在十字架上。
Paradise is when Christ was on the cross.
那里有三个十字架。
There was three crosses.
主面主的主在当中。
Christ was the one in the middle.
主的主面一个，右面一个。
There were two other people on his left and his
right. 定做两个强盗。
Two robbers.
这两个强盗代表整个人类。
And these two robbers represent all mankind.
一个代表蒙恩的人类。
One is a person saved by grace.
另外一个代表灭亡的人类。
And the other one is doomed for destruction.
那个灭亡的强盗。
The one that was set for eternal death.
自己快死了。
He was dying.
他还要讥笑主耶稣。
Yet he despised Christ.
你若是神的儿子。
And he said, if you were the
son of
God,Why don't you come down from the cross and save us?
脱离十字架,
Why don't you get off the cross?
那个蒙恩的强盗,
But the other one who was saved,
他蒙了大恩典了,
he was blessed.
他和那个强盗本来是一定很熟的,
These two robbers, they must have been friends at the time. They committed the crime together.
一起放火杀人,
they killed or robbed together.
所以被判死罪的,
and they were punished by death together.
这个强盗逃得不了,
But at the end, that robber,
他蒙恩了,
he was saved.
他看见了大光了。
He saw the power of Christ.
神开他的眼睛了。
God opened his eyes.
太奇妙件事。
What a marvelous thing.
他就责备那个要毁灭的强盗。
So the saved robber yelled at the other robber.
我们所做的与我们所受的相称。
And he said that what we get now, we deserve.
这个人从来没做过一件不好的事。
This man never committed any sin.
他做了大奇事了。
So this robber
has
a great revelation and he asked Christ.
耶稣啊，你得过降临的时候啊。
And he said, teacher, when you come with your kingdom,
求你纪念我。
Can you remember me?
他怎么会懂得主得过降临呢？
How would this robber understand that Christ has a kingdom to come?
你要得不够了。
Why would he know Christ has a kingdom?
你要从荣耀里第二次降临了。
Why would this robber know that Christ will come again with his kingdom?How would this robber know?
神开他的眼了。
Because God opened his eyes.
叫他看见主要得工作了。
So that he knows Christ has his kingdom.
他祷告了这句话啊。
So when this robber prayed.
这个时候太重要了。
At the best time.
我们知道十字架以后六个小时。
We know that there were 6 hours Christ was on the cross.
早晨九点到十二点是头三个小时。
From morning, 9 o'clock to noon, 3 hours.
12点到了下午3点是第二部分。
From noon to 3, the second segment.
主的表现完全不一样。
And how Christ acted on the cross was different.
从下午9点到11、12点。
From 9 to 12, the first part.
这是人把他们所有的办法来虐待主。
This is man using all their methods to punish Christ.
叫主说痛苦。
To make Christ suffer in his body.
主的表现太从容了。
And then it was not too much.
父啊，赦免他们。
And he even asked, "Oh, Father, forgive them."
他们所做的，他们不知道。
They don't know what they're doing.
到了九点以后，十二点以后。
But after noon, the
second segment, 下面的一部分三个小时。
The second 3 hours.
主就态度改变了。
Christ's reaction changed.
因为神的审判临到了。
Because it is now God's punishment on Christ.
主以一个人的人的身份。
The Lord taking on the identity of a man.
代替全人类受审判
，to take on the punishment for all mankind，
神的怒气发作了
，the wrath of God is now on him，
神把大审判临到了
，the judgment of God is now on him。
十二点主的祷告是个反例的地方
，so at noontime God prayers，
我的神，我的神
，my God， my God，
为什么离弃我
？Why have you forsaken me？
神离弃他的儿子了。
At that point, God has forsaken Christ. Now Christ represents a sinner.
但是全人类,
a sinner of all mankind.
所以在这里给你们点 knowledge.
So let me share some knowledge.
主耶稣在地上活着的时候,
when Christ was alive,
最喜欢叫自己人子, son of man.
He likes to call himself the son of man.
这个人子很大的讲究啊。
The son of man means a lot.
这个人不是一个个人。
Because this son is not just an individual.
是一个人是团体的人。
It is a collective body.
当主来到地上。
When Christ came on earth.
他代表团体的人。
He is a collective man.
神把全人类都放在他身上。
He is now a representative of all men.
当主上十架的时候。
So when Christ went to the cross.
在神的眼中全人类都钉在十架了。
On God's eyes, now all men were on the cross.
神的怒气发作了。
When God's wrath came.
神大大的震怒了。
when he's wrapped in it,
把所有公义审判都发现在十字架上,
the judgment of righteousness now was put on the cross.
So
that's why the second 3 hours, Christ's reaction is different. And he said, I am thirsty. He spoke 7 sentences on the cross. His 7 statements. The second half and first half were totally different. After the second half,
最后就得胜了,
at the end, Christ was victorious. He said, now I'm giving you my soul. Now coming back, how would the robber know Christ? How marvelous is his revelations on the cross? It is right at the time during the transition of the two
signals.
Right when Christ goes into the second
year,
the most severe judgment.
神让那个强盗祷告了,
God let that robber pray.
你要得过度了,
and this robber said, your kingdom will come.
你要在荣耀里再降临了,
you will come back again in glory.
冲过这一段,
so last this second
你要完成何等浩大的救恩了,
and complete this salvation for man.
你要得过了,
your kingdom will then
你要降临了,
then you will come back in glory.
你得过降临的时候, 求你纪念我,
so he said that when your kingdom in glory comes, remember.
讲到这个话,
so this robber, his prayer is like music to cry.
冲过这一段,
so last, hang on to this prayer. Your kingdom will come.
那你荣耀里降临了,
your kingdom will come in glory.
就马上回到那个强盗,
so Christ said this back to the robber.
那个强盗说, 你得过降临的时候, 求你纪念我,
the robber said that when your kingdom comes, remember me.
就是不需要等到得过降临,
and Christ said, you don't have to wait that long.
今日你要同我在乐园里了,
today you will dwell with me in paradise.
乐园这句话就是那个时候提起的,
that's the first time Christ used his word paradise.
主在世家断气了,
After Christ died on the cross,
他的魂马上下到阴间了,
his soul went into hell to face an other battle.
主要打胜这一仗,
and then Christ has to win this battle,
那才是完全得胜了,
so that he can receive his victory.
在阴间就打败了将死权的魔鬼,
it is in Hades where he overcame Satan,
打败了所有黑暗权势,
overcame the power of darkness.
主复活了,
then he was resurrected.
主得胜了,
victorious.
这才是完全得胜,
became his overwhelming victory.
这才是真正的复活,
his perfect victory.
我们的诗歌有136首就唱这件事,
so our song 136 talks about this, written by a sister.
这是好雄壮的诗歌,
what a great powerful song.
主把撒旦交界了,
Christ has disarmed Satan.
主把阴符攻陷了,
he has now overthrown his kingdom.
主打败了仇敌一切权势,
Christ has now overcome all the power of Satan.
主复活了,
and then he was resurrected.
我圣经说三天三夜,
the Bible says it's been 3 days.
按照我们来算大概一天多一点,
but for our time, it may be a day and some more.
犹太人的算日子方法跟我们不一样,
because the Jews, when they count days and nights, it's different from us now.
我们是从早晨到晚上一天,
we count from morning to night, one day.
他们是从晚上到早晨,
that they count from the night to the morning.
他们的算法就一天多一点,
so in their time, it's maybe a day
and some. 主在阴间打败了黑暗权势,
so at hell, Christ overcame Satan and disarmed Satan and destroyed all Satan's power. And he was then resurrected. And when he rise up, now that in Hades there is this great property of
pride,
and call that place paradise. So now the relationship with us, as children of God, after our body dies, our soul will go down to
God.
But though we don't go to that place per se, we go to a place where Christ has now separated. I hope you get it. That's the place now Christ has separated.
这就是主那一天对强盗讲的话。不要不需要等到我得过降临。今天你要同我在乐园里了。主正要去应接了。主打败了死亡权势人。打败了所有黑暗权势人。二主在应接建立了乐园。我们身体结束之后都要去乐园。在那里安静等候，等候出第二次荣耀降临。大家听懂了这个信息了没有？从今天开始我们不怕死啊。有的姊妹呢晚上黑的地方都不敢走，哎，当然这太丢脸了。怕什么呀？怕鬼。鬼怕我们的，不是我们怕鬼的。黑暗全是人，主都胜过了，主大得胜，荣耀得胜，一个人的身份得胜的，他代表个团体的人，所以救恩为了全人类的，不幸的人他们放弃权利了，主死为着全人类死的，每一个人都可以得救的，所以神的儿女要起来传福音啊，这要传福音啊，救人脱离永死进入永生啊。我们身体结束之后按照去乐园等候，等候主第二次降临。在这以前圣经讲的预言句句都应验了，在我们之后的预言也每一句都要应验了。这是主为我们成就最大救恩。在那一天主对强盗讲的话，不需要等到我得过降临的纪念你，今天你要从我在乐园里了。我们有没有听见主的话？要讲给我们每一个人听的啊！我们今生几十年的时间了，好好追求主啊，好好侍奉主啊，今生如何要影响永远呢、啊？当主来的时候，我们和主一同进荣耀了。不仅我们这一代，从第一世纪一直到二十一世纪都一样的，多少神的儿女都等候主来啊！现在主真的快来了，我们到了最后的时间了，我们等候主，非常大的信心等候主。我们对死亡一无惧怕，这个教会得胜，我们已经胜过死亡了，是主已经胜过死亡了，主已经打败了仇敌了，主为我们占领了乐园，都为着神的儿女死后准备的，我们都要和强盗一样去乐园。
So be like the robber that are saved.
去乐园就是等候。
To wait for Christ in
paradise. 等候主再来。
To wait for his coming.
主也快要再来了。
Until his time is close.
全教会一同被提入进入荣耀了。
So church will be taken into glory.
这个强盗那一天在十架上面代表蒙恩罪人的。
Now that robber represents all the blessed
sinners.
The first person who heard about the paradise. Now we get it too.
我们真是要好好侍奉主。
So serve the Lord.
不能松懈啊。
Don't be lazy.
今天决定永远。
What you do today determines your eternity.
我在永远里面情形怎样的。
How you want to be in eternity.
那今天要决定的。
Be like that now.
是你自己要决定的。
It's the choice you must make for yourself.
我们好好起来追求主啊。
Pursue the Lord.
保罗讲完这句话。
And after this,
保罗说他这个是14年以前的经历。
It is an experience of Paul 14 years ago.
我们听见这么大的经历。
And we heard about it now.
保罗14年没讲过。
Paul never mentioned it during his 14 years.
那现在他为什么讲呢?
Now why would he say it now?
他还是没有兴趣讲这两件事。
Because of this.
他要讲一个更好的经历。
He wants to show you even the greater experience.
比去三层天还好。
An experience better than the third heaven.
比提到乐园还好。
Better than the paradise he had experienced.
因为我得的启示太大。
Because his revelation is so great.
我怕我自高啊。
He said, I'm afraid and I don't want to boast.
把那字放在我身上。
I do not wish to boast, so God gave me a frown.
这是什么?
What is that frown?
这说撒旦的差役攻击我。
It is frown that is sent by Satan to persecute.
叫保罗非常痛苦。
So that Paul was in physical pain.
今天很多人都在解释这个事是什么。
And today a lot of people try to explain what the
frown was. 我从来不去做这个拆解。
I never tried.
你拆解不知道的。
Because I wouldn't know.
知道这是保罗一个很不容易的经历。
But just know that this is something that bothered Paul.
有的人说是保罗的眼睛有病。
People say that it could be because the eye disease of Paul.
保罗眼睛是有病。
And in fact, Paul had eye disease.
我想不是只是他的眼睛有病。
But I don't think it was it.
保罗是很刚强的人。
Because Paul was a strong man.
眼睛有病还不至于到他三次求主啊。
And eye disease wouldn't make Paul.
这个刺离开我。
God for three times.
但是一定叫保罗很不容易接受的事。
Nonetheless, it's something that bothered Paul a lot.
撒旦的差役攻击我。
It is something sent by Satan.
我不去猜什么事。
So let's not try to figure it out.
保罗最大的痛苦啊。
Just know that it is something that tortured Paul.
三次求主。
Three times Paul prayed to God.
主没有听保罗的祷告。
But God did not take it away.
没有把事去掉。
God didn't just take it away.
保罗主却说了最好的话。
But then God said this
to Paul. 我的恩典够你用的。
He said to Paul, My grace is sufficient for you.
我的能力要在你的软弱上显得完全。
So power is perfected in weakness.
主的完全能力
His perfect power
显于我们的软弱。
Reveals in us in our weakness.
我们不知道保罗的经历是什么。
So we don't know what his frown was.
我们也都有自己痛苦的经历啊。
But we know what mine is.
我们有受试炼啊，也受试炼。
Sometimes we were tested.
我们也受痛苦啊。
And we go through trials, we have suffering.
而主的话对我们说的。
And God's word is this.
我的恩典够你用。
Say, my grace is sufficient for you.
世界上有什么东西够用的呀？
What else is sufficient for you?
没有一件东西够用的。
Nothing is never
sufficient. 但我们身体真的太痛苦的时候啊。
But when your body is suffering.
世界找不到一个东西可以帮助我。
When you're in so much pain that you can't find anything to help you.
只有主的恩典。
God's grace.
我的恩典够用。
He said, my grace is sufficient for you.
我想做个比方啊。
Let me give you an example.
那天保罗遇见你是像什么呢？
What is Paul experiencing?
好像是船在海上行走。
It is like a boat in an ocean.
遇到前面一个大的礁石。
It sees a big rock in front of it.
船出礁了。
And then the boat hit it.
但是太危险的事了。
That's so dangerous.
什么办法呢?
So what to do?
两个办法。
There's only two things to do.
一个把礁石铲掉。
One is to take away the rock.
是不可能的事。
But you can't.
铲礁石太危险了。
You can't.
不可能的。
You can't just put away the
rock.
The other thing.
叫水增加了。
Is that you add more water.
叫水变多了。
So that the ocean rise up.
船就在水中过去了。
So that the boat will go on top of the rock.
主就用最好的办法。
So this is what our Lord is doing.
不把刺去掉。
Stop taking away the frown.
主的能力增加了。
But he gives you even more power.
主的生命增加了。
He gives you even more life.
主自己增加了。
He gives you more of him.
那就是水增加了。
So that you are now higher.
船就自顺利过去了。
So that you can bypass that rock.
这是主给我们最好的道路。
This is the best way the Lord can
give you. 不是把我们的难处都去掉。
Not just to kick away your difficulty.
因着难处而依靠主。
But it's through the difficulty you rely on him. Through your difficulty, you pray to him.
我的恩典够你使用。
Lord said, My grace is sufficient for you.
我自己好多次也遇见，主真的把刺拿掉了。
And in fact, a lot of times, maybe the Lord will just take away your frown.
听我们的祷告。
And he listened to our prayer.
解决我们的痛苦了。
Just took away our pain.
解决 我们的困难人
took away our difficulty.
最好的路
but I tell you the better way.
主的恩典增加了
is that he gives you even more grace.
主的生命增加了
and you have more of his life.
主的能力增加了
and you have more of his strength.
主自己增加了
and you have more of him.
难处对我们失而不得什么了
now that difficulty is no longer that difficult.
难处只有一个目的
so now I tell you the difficulty only has one reason.
更多得着主
is that you can receive him more.
叫我更丰盛得到生命
so that you can have a more feeling life.
叫我成为更属灵的人
so that you can be more spiritual.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
brother and sister,
我盼望你们都能听懂今天的信息了
I hope you get what I'm saying.
保罗说三层天的经历不能比
even the experience of the third heaven is nothing.
被提到乐园的经历也不能比
The revelation of paradise is nothing.
今天能力显于软弱。
When the grace can be shown in my weakness.
完全的能力在人的软弱所彰显出来。
When his power is perfected in my weakness.
主耶稣自己去做最大的榜样。
This is the greatest example Christ gave us.
他因软弱被钉十字架。
That it is in weakness that he was put on the cross.
神的大能，仍然活着。
But yet his power is still in him.
保罗说基督在你们里面是有大能的。
That Christ in us is power.
基督在你们里面不是软弱的。
Christ in us is not weakness.
我们都以为最大能的主住在我们里面。
We have this powerful God in us.
今生最有价值的事。
The best thing you can do in your life.
更多得着主啊。
Most precious things is to receive the Lord. Receive more.
到了永远里面了
and when you're in eternity,
不再后悔今生没有好好追求了
and you won't regret that you wasted your time.
今生几十年决定永远的
These decades of life determine your eternity.
但我们彼此劝勉
So encourage one another.
彼此扶持
Help one another.
要好好的追求主啊
Support one another to pursue the
Lord.
Because it matters
得到主自己
Himself.
三层天的经历不能比的
An experience that is higher than the third heaven.
被提到乐园的经历也不能比的。
An experience that is better than paradise.
主的完全能力显于软弱。
Is that his power can be viewed through your weakness.
主就走完他的道路。
And after Christ walked his path.
进入荣耀了。
Into glory.
主是神的儿子不需要走道路。
I tell you, Christ is God's son.
为着我们做榜样。
But he's showing us an example.
这才是完全救恩。
He showed us the perfect salvation. We live a short time. And we see difficulties. Some easier. Some harder. The harder ones are good for you. So that you may receive him more.
主我的恩典够你使用
that my grace is sufficient for you.
在软弱上显得完全。
Power is perfected in weakness.
保罗最后结束他的话了。
And then Paul ends his book with this.
基督在你们里面有大能。
That Christ is power in you.
基督在你们里面不是软弱的。
That he is not weakness in you.
我们有主的大能。
So through his power.
而活在今天。
We live to today.
走完今世的道路。
That we have the power to finish our way.
我们都要进入荣耀。
Into glory.
啊，我们唱的诗歌是戴德森弟兄最喜欢的诗歌。
The song is one of the favorite songs of Brother Dai.
在你是谁的上面。